Got it, Rex.
Yeah, I was wondering if you give me a hand. I was speaking to someone last week on Friday. I didn't manage to get through later in the day, but I was just wanted to book in just a quick checkup before that summer period where everyone's sort of, you know, hard to get in and everyone's away.
Yeah, all good.
Now, you mentioned availability for, I think, I don't know if it was the end of this week or next week, but I was hoping maybe Monday next week. I'm not sure what you guys have.
Probably not much. We're normally booked out for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he say there was a booking for you?
Yeah, so he mentioned to me like Thursday or Friday this week, because I rang last week and he said, oh, it probably won't be, sorry, not this week coming. He said the week after. This was on Friday I rang.
Okay. And do you know who you spoke to?
And he said, yes. I can't remember, I'm sorry. I said to him, I'll call back later in the day, which was
okay.
I called back maybe.
So what are we actually doing, just like an inspection sort of thing?
Yeah, it was just an inspection. I'm pretty sure it's running fine, but I just want to get it once over, and I've got a couple like minor little things that just need like repairing. Like I've got a barge plate, but like an under tray cover that just there's no bolts for it. So I was hoping you guys could put that in, and then there's just I have a little like tiny little wiring. Just wanted to get it checked over because there's a couple things that aren't plugged in. I think it's from a previous head unit that someone had in there. And it's right where all the fuses are and everything. So I'm not an expert in that area, so I didn't want to muck around with any of that. It's really just the tiny little things like that. And I just wanted to get a general just inspection on it. He mentioned to me he goes, it'll probably be like $150. It should take us just whatever I think he said an hour or so to check over it and just make sure everything's in order.
Normally an inspection's 180 and then any diagnostics and that sort of stuff is 150 per hour.
Yeah. Okay. So he just said to me 150 just to check over the car, and just make sure everything's running as it should be. Look, I'm pretty sure it is.
Are you talking about maybe he was talking about data logging it for 150?
I'm not too sure. All I said to him was I just wanted to get the car checked over before going into that Christmas period.
Yeah, right.
And he just said to me 150, so I'm not sure what that correlates to in terms of your services and stuff.
Yeah, I reckon
he's
probably confused and said a couple of different things. So normally an inspection is 180 for us to lift it up on the hoist and check over the whole thing. And then 150 is normally for him on top of that to plug in and data log the car, make sure all the numbers out of the tune are right.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah. Has it been tuned here or somewhere else?
No, it hasn't been tuned. It's fully stock. I was just wanted to get it checked over. I had it serviced back in April, and I've driven it at like maybe 1,000 or so Ks, not too much. It's just sitting sort of in the garage most of the time, but I'm obviously hopefully when the weather turns good a little bit, I'm hoping to get it out a bit more. So I just want to make sure, obviously, going into Christmas and everyone gets busy, you guys close down, all that sort of thing. I'd try and get in before it.
So I can before get you in for an inspection and we can do those couple little things for you. We can see what that wiring's for. But the inspection's 180. So, and then if we have to actually jump into it and do more, then it'll be 150 per hour, but I can call you before we touch anything before, like, if you have to spend more time.
Look
at the wiring's easy anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to get those few little things done. Like, they're minor things, and then, I just wanted to get a check over the car. I mean, I had it checked before. I've only had it for about 10 months or so. I bought it, and I got it checked back then, but I'm just wanting to make sure everything's okay going into Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all. I'm just being more cautious. I'm leaning on the cautious side of things than, so in terms of, like, inspecting it and just getting it all, you know, checked over, like,
if
I'm pretty
just
sure
the
diagnostic
inspection and then fit you on the tray and just have a look at the wiring, we can do it next Friday. If it's more than that, then I'll have to book you in somewhere else.
Yeah, okay. I think that's all it is. I mean, is that, like, including having a look at, like, diagnostics and stuff like that to make sure everything's... I mean, I think it is. It's not like it's running poor or anything. I feel like it runs okay. What's, like,
and
is that
to
just...
plug in and see if there's any codes in the background?
Yeah, just check over
we
that.
We can do
that
that's easy. If there's no codes on the dash, there probably won't be any in the background.
Yeah, no, I'm more than confident that there's nothing, you know, like code-wise wrong with it. I just want to get a general, as I said, inspection over it.
Yeah,
and if
you
think that's, Friday, then...
Yeah, I can do it next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay, so let me check the date. So that'll be the 21st?
Yep.
Okay. What time would be, like, could I bring it down? Would it be first thing, or...?
We need it here around 8 to 8.30, and then you'll be picking it up around 4.
Yeah, okay. I've got a shift on at that time. I'll try and work out a muck around to switch it over. But I'll book it for now. And, I mean, if anything changes, I might have to just change the date further in advance. In terms of, like, after that, what would you have?
Bookings-wise?
Yeah.
I can do the week after on the Friday. Or after that, I can do any day from the 2nd of December onwards.
Okay. Look, let's book it for Friday.
Yeah.
And I should be able to make it work.
All right, so 21st.
Sweet.
Yep, easy. I'll grab some details from you. What was your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, and last name?
Mairana, Mairana.
And phone number?
And phone number was 0400.
Yeah.
494.
Yeah.
429.
And what year was the car again?
2005.
So 05WRX?
Yeah. STI.
Oh, STI. Done. Easy. All booked in for the 21st. Just drop it off around 8-ish, and then we'll give you a call once ready.
Yeah, perfect. And one more question for you.
Yeah.
I also asked, I just remembered, sorry, asked the other week when I called about getting another key programmed.
Okay.
He said something about you'll need to put a deposit down or whatnot. Yeah, I'll just sort of wanted to clarify on that, if that's a possibility or what the process is there.
For us to supply a key for you?
Yeah, I just right now the key I've got, the key works, it's just it's got no internals to the central locking. I can't lock it from the outside, I'd have to use the manual key.
Right, I don't think we can get keys for that.
Because, I don't know, he said, yeah, we can get one. He said, yeah, genuine key I can get. You have to put a deposit down, and I'm just something or other like that. That's sort of what he told me last week.
Right. Can I rattle a couple of names here to see if one of them rings a bell?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, was it Warwick, Alec, or Carl?
Oh.
The only three other guys you might have spoken to.
I mean, I don't know if it helps. I rang sort of early Friday. It would have been something. I mean, I'm sure you would have been there anyway. It's not really going to help.
Yeah.
Say the names again, sorry.
So Warwick, Alec, or Carl?
I think Kyle rings a bell.
Carl?
Off the top of my head, yeah.
Yeah. Give me 2 seconds, unless he knows of a key, because I don't think I'm pretty sure those keys are obsolete now. Give me 2 seconds, I'll find out for you.
Yeah, sweet.
still there?
Yep.
Yeah. Can't remember speaking to you, so it might have been someone else. I'll grab your rego. I'll just see if I can actually get a key for you or not.
Yeah, okay, cool. Rego is 2AU.
Yep.
7GQ.
Okay, is it a depth spec?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't use that, Rego. Give me 2 seconds. I'll just use a different Rego. So you're saying your one doesn't have any buttons on it?
Yeah, so it's just, like, the key works, it's just, it's got no, the central chip inside that obviously will control the locking is missing, and, yeah, it's got no buttons either, so that's all.
Yeah, does it have any buttons in general, or...
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to have two, buttons, it's just missing two.
Yeah, right.
It's so, yeah, just a lock and unlock. That's all, like, really, if it can be repaired, I'm, like, that's ideal.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I always got mentioned it the other day was that he could, you know, replace it.
Yeah, we can
it,
have
but...
a look at it. I'm just looking now. There's definitely no stock in Australia of those keys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's we can't get those keys.
It's a general consensus I've had across the board, so I'm not too surprised. But, yeah,
the
other day when he said, yeah, I could, I thought, oh, shit, hang on, I might... should jump on this. The key works fine. It's just, yeah, got no locking mechanism. I don't know if that can be added on or if you guys can...
Probably not. The only keys I can get for that is just blanks. So, with no buttons at all. The only other option would be to maybe take it to get an actual alarm fitted. And then they can wire in that for you.
Yeah.
If you get like a Viper alarm or whatever, it comes with a little external thing for the keys, for the button.
Yeah.
I can't get you an OEM key.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we can try to fix your one. We can have a look at it, see what's going on there. But I can't get you another one.
Yeah, oh, look, if it can be repaired, that'd be great. Like, that's all I need, but yeah. We'll just see how we go.
Yeah, all good. We'll have a look into it.
Yeah, sweet. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
All good. Easy.
Have a good one. See you later.
You too. Yeah.